Walker. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtadir al-Sadr telling his followers to hang on to their weapons in the face of pressure from the government to surrender them. Iraqi government launching a crackdown this week against al-Sadr's partisans. U.S. forces, meanwhile, yesterday killed at least 48 terrorists in battles across Baghdad. Hillary Clinton ripping the Bush administration again. Clinton says the president has jeopardized national security and the ability to intervene in world crises because of the massive U.S. debt held partly by China. Democratic presidential hopeful claims the national debt of some $9 trillion puts the country at the mercy of many other nations. Clinton also says she is not stepping down in the race. This is IRN USA Radio News.
My name is Michiko Walsh. I came here from Japan 5 years ago, and I didn't know many people. I was scared to death to talk to strangers, especially in English. I didn't know how to talk and how to find a job, and I was so scared, but I decided to do something. And I started three-step plan 2 years ago. I was amazed because it worked. But all I did is just follow the system. This has really made my experience in America much better. And I met nice people and able to earn financial freedom. So I appreciate everything, and thank you very much.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-879-5819. 800-879-5819.
Those economic stimulus rebates will soon be in the mail.
It's not every day that Americans look forward to hearing from the Internal Revenue Service, but over the past few weeks, many Americans have received a letter from the IRS with some good news.
President Bush says the rebates, coupled with the incentives to businesses, will, quote, help give our economy a shot in the arm. The mortgage crisis also on the president's mind. He talked about a private sector program called the Hope Now Alliance that has been started to help struggling homeowners. Anti-communist activists from Orange County's Little Saigon neighborhood leaning on the University of Southern California to take down the flag of the People's Democratic Republic of Vietnam. It's part of a display of flags. Officials say if USC doesn't remove the flag or replace it with the red and yellow striped flag of the former government of South Vietnam, there'll be protest. For the latest news analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Here's a word about Israel from Dr. Jack Hayford, president of the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel.
To go to Israel is to change the way you will ever approach the Bible. The Bible becomes faced in an entirely deeper and richer way because you have been where it happened. You'll never be the same when you visit Israel.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
In Miami, a man is now in custody following a hostage incident at a drugstore today. Police captured the man after he crashed a getaway car. Authorities say the man was armed when he took the store manager hostage during an attempted robbery. The manager was able to escape before he could be forced into the car. The man did suffer minor injuries. With Pope Benedict set to arrive in New York next month, church officials are finding rather unique ways to honor him. Mike Watts explains.
A planned gift from the Archdiocese of New York to Pope Benedict during the Pontiff's New York visit gives new meaning to the term Holy Roller. The Archdiocese is planning to present the Pope with a special skateboard with graphics designed by a local child. Dozens of young teens have entered a contest to design the skateboard, which church officials say will feature graphics with a religious theme. Officials say while skateboarding and the Pope don't go together in most people's minds, the church is using the contest to show that there is nothing ungodly about skateboarding and that the sport can be used to teach a religious message. Mike Watts, New York.
In Jacksonville, Florida, Dunkin' Donuts will offer free coffee to tax preparers and postal workers in April. It's part of the Hero of the Month program. Dunkin' Donuts says in May it will supply free coffee to school employees and give coffee to health care workers free of charge in the month of June. Wall Street this week, the Dow lost 145 points. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is already the March 30th, 2008, April Fool's Day, rapidly approaching everyone. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We have Yuki Hisa Fujita joining us. Coming up at the start of the next hour, he is on Japan's National Security Council. He is also the leader of Japan's second largest party. And he has had nationwide televised hearings in the Japanese parliament concerning 9/11 being an inside job. They play the clips of firefighters and police saying, "Get back, the government's going to blow up Building 7. Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of CNN, Fox clips where they say, "We're going to blow up Building 7, we're bringing it down." The cops say, "Get back, we're blowing it up." And they say it fell on its own, 47-story building. And he goes through hours of that every month now on the Japanese diet. And then at the higher council above that. And it's just coming out everywhere. We have the one of the most respected and longest-serving, the longest-serving, in the modern age since Mussolini, served 7-plus years as Italy's president, was the former head of their CIA. He's gone public saying that criminals running our government carried out the attacks. A bunch of former CIA section chiefs, like Bill Christensen and others, have gone public saying it's an inside job. But the media is very good at only giving it attention of some Hollywood person that they think that they can attack, like, well, Oscar winner, this year she got Best Actress. She came out and talked about it, so they did focus on that in the media because she's foreign, she's French, she's a woman. They can try to demonize her. But Yuka Hisa Fujita will be on with us coming up for about 20 or 30 minutes in the second hour today. Jim Mars, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram reporter, he wrote the screenplay for the film JFK. He's going to be popping in. ABC News, BBC, NBC, have come out with separate reports. The head of the National Forensics Society, and then also one of the top doctorates in sound acoustics, they had a big symposium out in California a few weeks ago documenting how Sirhan Sirhan didn't shoot RFK, 40th anniversary coming up. But separately, the BBC just got the films analyzed, showing four CIA operatives, one of them a section chief from Asia, there in the crowd. They've also analyzed the gun that was used to shoot Bobby in the back. Of course, we always knew this. The L.A. coroner said that he was shot in the back at point-blank powder burns, not by the mental patient that they set up, Sirhan Sirhan. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes. Now, We'll take a few calls today, but I'm not taking many, so just understand that. Some shows we take nothing but calls, some shows we don't take many, and today is one of those. So I don't know when we're going to get to you, but we will get to you, because I've got a lot of news I want to cover while these two guests are on with us as well. So John in Florida and Mo in Oregon and Paul in Montana, we'll get to you, but just be prepared to wait, okay? Let me just give you the stacks of news I have here in front of me. China has been caught cloaking soldiers as monks to incite riots. The British government is now saying that's even the case. We told you that about a week and a half ago. Also, airport security forces woman to remove nipple ring with pliers. And how that ties into other reports that we have, like cops beat peaceful Tibetan protesters in America. How this is all training for the police state and how the elites are engaging in this training. Also, mobile phones more dangerous than smoking, top government report. But people are going to continue their heavy use, radiating in their brains. Also, Mukasey says, the Attorney General, terrorists behind copyright violations. They're saying that copyright violation of any type now will be terrorism, and you won't get a Bill of Rights or Constitution or due process. You can't make this stuff up. All misdemeanors under Section 802 of the Patriot Act are terrorism. 10% of the college graduates going into Homeland Security isn't for real terrorism, folks. It's to run your life. It's to have secret police everywhere. It's the new America. So we'll be going over some of that as well. And then I've got this report, this group of reports. Under siege in Baghdad's Mahdi Army stronghold. Areas of Baghdad fall to militias as Iraq Army falters in Basra. Iraqi police in Basra shed their uniforms, kept their rifles, and switched sides. Now, I was listening to fake conservative, because they're not real conservative. They're there to neutralize real conservatives until it's too late to the globalist agenda. I listened to some San Antonio radio and some national radio, and it was Al-Qaeda is attacking in Basra, and Al-Qaeda is attacking in Baghdad, and that Al-Qaeda, backed by Iran, is attacking the Green Zone. Now, I talk about this every week. And it's finally getting some attention. Iran is Shiite. It is predominantly Shiites attacking the minority-run Sunni government. Sunni is the group that Al-Qaeda comes from. So when you listen to the news and you listen to McCain, and I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. The point is they're all a pack of criminals. They talk to you like you're two-year-old fools. So just find out where Iraq is on a map. Get a globe out or get a map out. Learn about the different branches of Islam. Learn about how they're at each other's throats. And then watch the news and realize that they lie to you. Okay? Now, why did all this start? They were about to have fair elections again. It clearly showed that the Shiites were going to win. They can't have that. And so the Sunni started invading strongholds, and they broke the ceasefire that had, not the surge isn't what worked. The ceasefire of a year and a half ago, and by working, it did cut back by about 50% the violence against Iraqis and the troops on both sides. I say all three sides, the Iraqi government puppet troops, our troops, and then the Shiites. So there was a ceasefire with al-Sadr, and that's admitted. A week ago, they rolled in there, started trying to get him, started trying to get others, started trying to take over Basra. For no reason, and now all hell is broken loose. That way you can't have a real election, and that way the people can't actually have their will. And now they've got an excuse to keep our troops there even longer. It's called the strategy of tension. When people get, you know, first they say we're going to Iraq for 6 weeks, then they say 6 months, then they say mission accomplished, then they say, oh, well, we've got to stop the violence, then they make deals and cut back on the violence, which is still just epidemic. Kind of like having one leg sawed off, and then, you know, they saw off the other, and then they tourniquet one and say, well, you're okay. Both legs are sawed off, but a tourniquet's on one. And then now they're going to say, oh, we got to stay forever because now the violence has started again. When you read the Pentagon plans and Israeli plans from more than a decade ago, they said split it in three parts, have the groups fight each other, and then set up military bases to project power into Iran, and then, of course, into Syria and surrounding areas. So that's the basics there. And now these vaunted brigades of troops trained by the U.S. and England are ordered to go in and attack their fellow Shiites and their fellow Iraqis, and they're laying their guns down. And I saw a London Guardian article calling them turncoats. No, they're not turncoats. They're with their people, with their religion. Would you expect Americans to do anything else? Again, the people running our government knowingly attack them to get them to fight back because they don't want peace in the country. They want turmoil. That's the stratagem. Now, the really big news when we get back. This is not Alex Jones. Though I've talked a lot about this, I'm very thankful to see this in the New York Times. Asking the judge to save the world or more. When we get back, antimatter weapons. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 26, 2008, gold $942.70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $969.71, $477.55 for half, $238.78 for quarter. That's $969.71, $477.55, and $238.78. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, my friends, we're back live here. I remember in college, and I remember watching PBS and reading a few books by quantum mechanics and physicists about the danger of superconducting super colliders. And there's a lot of other different devices and systems, and they've had machines for 40 years that take the amount of power that Cincinnati, was one example, uses in a week to change elements. They can change different metals into gold, or they can create totally new elements. They've created a bunch of them. You know, that's one example. I mean, this science fiction stuff's been around 40 years. They were going to build a superconducting super collider from Waxahachie down to Austin, Texas. And I remember at the time reading about it when it stalled in the mid-1990s. Actually, when Bush Sr. left office in 93, he killed it. And they built a large part of it, a huge underground labyrinth up at Waxahachie. They built about a third of it. And they shoot different particles of lead and uranium and plutonium and gold and other heavy elements at the speed of light into other elements, or they accelerate them towards each other. And these things cost hundreds of billions of dollars to build. The European Union built the biggest one. They've got a whole bunch of them here in the U.S. And I'm going to get a bunch of top scientists and physicists on about this. Every time I mention this, people email me and say, man, you're nuts. This is UFO stuff. Look, I don't cover stuff that isn't documented. And all I know is the head of the British Royal Society, the most prestigious in the world, who's a physicist, wrote a book 20 years ago saying this could easily destroy the planet or the solar system. There's a bunch of physicists that are now suing to block this new collider, that the equations show that there is a possibility of basically antimatter explosions, is the simplest way to put it. But I thought, instead of, I mean, sometime this week, someday on the weekday show, or maybe even tomorrow. In fact, Trey, my producer's in there yesterday, I dug up one of these physicists who's suing Number in Hawaii. I sent that to you. I want to get him on in the next few days. We're going to have a bunch of them on. And these are not quacks. These are highly respected physicists. And they're saying that the equations are showing all sorts of problems. Now, they're talking about it creating black holes. And the same physicists, and it's a large group of them, have been saying this for in the equations for 40 years, complaining for 20, lawsuits for, well, since 1990, they've been, different groups have been filing suits. So that's 18 years. And they said, theoretically, this shows that there's a probability, if they do thousands of tests, that you will get black holes. Well, now they got black holes. And the New York Times obviously didn't do its research on this. I mean, they say it's a real threat, but they say, oh, that's not going to make a black hole. They have the head of one of these colliders saying that's kooky. Well, funny, already in similar colliders, National Geographic, black hole. A Brown University physicist has created a black hole and a particle accelerator. That's National Geographic. That was March 18, 2005. Here's Fox News. Scientists create artificial black hole in lab. Exactly what these physicists warned everybody about 20 years ago is what they're now doing. Now, I've got LA Times here. Here's the San Francisco Chronicle. Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then official gag order came, and it goes into this long article admitting that the Air Force 7 years ago admitted they had already created antimatter weapons, isolated them in these particle accelerators. Then they've got to hold them in these huge facilities with these different magnetic fields that take the power of a city, literally, just to hold it. And then they go, but don't worry, they decay before they explode. And then, oh, don't worry, physicist Hawking, he said that it would make black holes, but that they would decay and break down. But he said that after these were developed. The physicists that predicted they would make black holes, even by accident, in these superconducting supercolliders, predicted it, and they laughed at them, and then they made them. Now, the problem is that they say, well, we're holding these black holes in these fields. And so they're unable to get more matter to energize themselves and grow, and so they decay and break up. You see, if a black hole is able to start grabbing other particles around it, its core gets smaller and denser. But don't worry, if this happens, you won't feel anything. You will be crushed into subatomic quarks, and that's, you know, little subdivisions of atoms, and sucked into something smaller than a pinhead instantly. You will feel no pain, no nothing, just all the birds, all the bees, your boathouse, your home, grandma, pictures of grandma, it's all gone. The whole planet, everything gone. Solar system pulled in, sun pulled in, everything gone. But that's only one of the hundreds of things that physicists have predicted that these would be able to create. Now they're creating them. But don't worry, you're worried about taking some farmer's ranch, the name of environmentalism, or you're worried for some corrupt developer who runs the local environmental front group, or you're worried about the ozone gases, the carbon dioxide that plants breathe that humans exhale. We've got to tax that. Or, you know, all these petty issues. You're not worried about the genetic engineering, the thousands of labs randomly cross-spicing different species, huge megaviruses that have already gotten out, all sorts of serious problems. I've had Nobel Prize winners on about this. I'm not giving you my opinion. This is already happening. You like 1 in 33 having cancer. Now it's 1 in 3, about to be 1 in 2. You like everybody having diabetes, all the stuff that's happening. You like GMO food. You like the fact that these GMO foods kill all the rats that eat it. They still certify it and feed it to us. We're a lot tougher than a rat, folks, but it's messing us up. You like what sodium fluoride does to your kidneys and your brain? My point is, the elites are out of their mind. They've got to have this power. They've got to be the ones that, well, whoever discovers it will have total control. And whoever has the antimatter weapons, whoever has the free energy, we have to do this. I don't know if Atlantis existed, but the legend is they created an energy system and were playing with this type of stuff, and it totally blew the continent to pieces in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I don't believe in stuff like that. Who knows if that was true? The point is, we're coming up to some type of Atlantean disaster here with the genetic engineering, with what they're doing in superconducting supercolliders. And that's only one class of these laboratories. There's literally hundreds of these things. Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then came official gag order. But before I get into that, let me just read you the New York Times from Friday. Asking a judge to save the world or more. More fighting in Iraq, Somalian chaos. People in this country can't afford their mortgages, and in some places now, they can't even afford rice. None of this, nor the rest of the grimness on the front page today, will matter a bit, though, if the two men pursuing a lawsuit in federal court in Hawaii turn out to be right. They think a giant particle accelerator that will begin smashing protons together outside Geneva this summer might produce a black hole or something else that will spell the end of Earth and maybe the universe. And it goes on to say that a lot of top scientists agree with them. We'll finish up with this. Go to Jim Mars. He's now basically admitted the government killed RFK. Then we've got a high-level member of the Japanese parliament coming on to talk about 9/11 being an inside job. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. We're about to go to a man who was recognized as the world expert on the JFK and RFK assassinations. He was the first person to teach an accredited college course in the assassination. Of course, he was working Dallas and Fort Worth as a crime reporter. In fact, he even danced on the bar at Jack Ruby's bar in the weeks before the JFK assassination in Dallas 43 years ago. But Bobby's in the news now. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Yeah, later this week on the weekday show, or maybe even next Sunday, I'm going to do like 2 hours on advanced technologies, on the types of things that the superconducting super colliders, quantum mechanics, engineers are the physicists are doing there. And a lot of, I mean, the head physicist, the guy who previously headed up the Royal Society in England, said 20 years ago he thought it could create black holes. And that's why other physicists checked into it, and said, my God, we think they're going to create black holes in these colliders. There's a good chance that if they do thousands of experiments with these heavy particles that this will happen. And there's a bunch of other things it could create. And now they've been doing that. And you understand, if a black hole gets going, it'll just suck the whole planet into it, everything, down to something much smaller than the head of a pin. And if you want to laugh at these equations, Planck and others in 1910, Einstein just picked it up and codified it, German physicist came up with the plans and said, our mathematics show that if you do this with uranium or plutonium, that you'll have this happen. And they were able to predict the yields exactly 30 years before it happened in 1944. And they dropped it in 45. That's 60-plus years ago, almost 70 years ago. And then the Air Force admits they've made antimatter weapons. They admit that they've isolated antimatter in these chambers. And then the New York Times comes out and says, well, it is a problem. But then they talk to the head of the big European collider. They call it the heavy reactor. And, we only have Jim for about 25 minutes. I better shut up. It's just, how do you get into a subject like this? This is the type of things, while my kids are playing in the backyard, I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking about, you know, all the other serious issues. Why wouldn't you? It's not like I'm special or intellectual. You find out about this, you get concerned. And you find out all these other top scientists are all concerned. And the governments, though, all are in races with each other, and they're randomly splicing genetics. They're randomly colliding heavy particles in superconducting supercolliders. They're randomly just to see what will happen. Meanwhile, the public's watching Britney Spears getting their Botox. I don't know what to do. You know, I know Jim's actually written about subjects like this, but we're about to get into Bobby here briefly. Jim, I know you've been concerned about these superconducting supercolliders, but I've talked to people with degrees, even people who, you know, have got science degrees, and they're not even aware of this, Jim.
Well, what we all need to keep in mind is that back when they tested the first atomic bomb at the Trinity site in New Mexico, this is in the spring of 1945, fully half or more of the scientists working on the Manhattan Project sincerely believed that once they set off a nuclear chain reaction, they would not be able to stop it, and it would eventually catch the atmosphere on fire and would incinerate the entire planet. But they set it off anyway. Luckily, they were wrong about that one. But you're absolutely right, Alex. There's no question in my mind that right now, even as we speak, and even as your listeners are listening, there are deep secret government laboratories where they are tinkering with the basic energy building blocks of the universe.
Now, let's be clear. In public labs, they're doing things that their own equations say have a good chance of blowing the whole solar system to kingdom come. But blowing is the wrong word. It won't be expanding. It'll be contracting. And that's just one of the threats. And I mean, what is wrong with these people? In fact, they've got that famous documentary from Discovery Channel, The Trinity, where it showed the secret test for the first time, where they detonated in one night like 100 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere to see if it would set the Earth's atmosphere on fire. I mean, and that's on mainstream television. At one night, hundreds of nukes going off in the atmosphere.
And now we're wondering why there's a hole in the ozone layer.
These people, I mean, what is wrong with the New World Order?
One reason that they have been dismissing global warming for so long, because once you really look at it, you figure out that it was above-ground atomic testing that blew the holes in the atmosphere.
Then there's major studies on that. I tell you, there's not a subject Jim isn't an expert on. We only have about 20 minutes, Jim. Let's quickly get into the two separate articles that have broken two separate camps, the BBC, 3-year investigation, Newsnight, their most prestigious program, basically their nightly news, saying that 4 CIA high-level operatives from Southeast Asia photographed, filmed around Bobby at the time, something you've always said. And then separately, we always knew that the coroner had talked about him being shot in the back, not in the front. And now we have the head of the National Forensic Society and a whole bunch of other top scientists saying, yes, he was shot from the back, not from the front. Boil it down for folks, the two separate camps. Then let's go into detail on both sides.
Well, of course, this is actually nothing new. me and many other people, almost since the time of the Robert Kennedy assassination, have loudly tried to shout out that he was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan, who cannot remember anything that happened since he was probably brainwashed. But what is happening is, and what makes these stories significant, is that after all these years and after all the further evidence, including scientific evidence, comes out, more and more people are waking up and beginning to realize that the so-called conspiracy theorists were actually right all along, just as we were in the Kennedy assassination, just as we were in the Martin Luther King assassination, just as we were in the
Gulf of Tonkin,
Waco, the bombing of the world of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. You know, they're finally beginning to kind of wake up, and it's almost too late, because I know you, like I do, keep up with the economic news, and it does not look good at all. We're just basically, we're a nation that's broke, because according to the government's own statistics, the total government obligations total more than $53 trillion. And compare that against the net worth of all U.S. households, which is estimated as just slightly above $40 trillion. So we owe more money than we could possibly ever produce.
That's right. The private bankers created a liquidity bubble that no one, again, it's a economists call it a financial black hole. Its mass is so much greater than all real assets, it cannot be escaped. And then the bankers will have a consolidation. The Federal Reserve in 93 and then in 99 publicly changed the rules to allow the criminal lending we have just witnessed that popped the bubble. We said 3 years ago that would start with the housing market. We were right from inside sources, inside Davos and Bilderberg. And now, New York Times, Treasury Department plan would give Federal Reserve more power. Federal Reserve seeks broad authority to oversee financial market stability. And they say with actual less regulation. So they engineer the collapse, and then they play the part of the judge, jury, and execution over their own crime. Jim Mars?
That's exactly correct. In fact, if you go back and check out the booms and busts of the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was all contrived, and the whole purpose was to create the Federal Reserve System in the first place, which they studiously, up until maybe just a decade ago, refused to refer to as a central bank. And now, just all of a sudden, you can listen to National Public Radio, you can read the Wall Street Journal, and they refer to the Fed as the central bank. The central bank is an issue that was highly contested since the very founding of this republic. And basically, the people have always said, we don't want a central bank, and yet now we have one, and nobody ever got a chance to vote on it.
And now we gave the private bankers total control over the fiat currency, and they're going to completely rape us. Jim, though, I want to, in the last segment we've got with you, I want to, I know you've written books on it, covered it ad nauseum. It's old news for you, but it's all over the news now. Walk through exactly how they killed Bobby in the back. Now they've even isolated that it was his gun that did it. I mean, this is mainstream news, but I want to go over how they engineered that and a lot more with our guest on the other side, Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food.
Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Jim Mars is our guest. Jim Mars is consulting, and of course, in a JFK film I'm putting out. I think we're going to add a little bit about Bobby in there as well. That'll be out in about 6-8 months. You got a new book coming out, too. Are you ready to tell folks what it's about, proving how the whole Nazi system was just transplanted over here, Jim?
Well, that's pretty much the story, except, of course, that sounds pretty outrageous that, wait a minute, we are now the Fourth Reich. But if you'll read the material that I've put together in a new book that's due out here in a couple of months, you'll find the names, dates, places, families, corporations which supported Hitler, and then when Hitler's Third Reich was defeated in World War II, they simply brought thousands and thousands of Nazis and pro-Nazis.
And that's because there was already a huge Nazi apparatus with the Rockefellers,
right.
Over here, the owner, Thomas Watson of IBM, the Bush Sr. was the head Nazi bagman. Of the bank.
the names of prominent Americans who supported Hitler is pretty amazing. You've got Watson of IBM, you've got Henry Ford of Ford Motor Company, you've got Chase Bank and John J. McCloy, you've got the Dulles brothers, you got who are all representing the Rockefellers, Standard Oil. Standard Oil, by the way, had tankers that were refueling German U-boats in the Caribbean late 1944, almost towards the end of the war. It's always a deal. It's just it's always a business deal.
Well, they put Hitler in power and then set him up.
Right.
I mean, as you know, but that's all mainstream history. I can't wait. I'm going to carry the book on the shopping cart, the bookstore at InfoWars.com. Okay, we got about 10 minutes left. Get into the Bobby situation. For people that don't know the basics of what really happened.
Okay, what most people know is that Robert Kennedy on the very night in June of 1968 when he received the California nomination for president, that pretty well cinched him for the national Democratic nomination. In other words, he was going to be the presidential candidate in 1968. Just a few days before that, before his assassination, he was asked, you know, what can you do about the death of your brother, President John F. Kennedy? And he replied that he couldn't do anything about the death of his brother until he had the powers of the presidency, which tells me he knows what Alex, you and I both know, which is you have to have control of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these other alphabet agencies before you can reveal what actually happened in the Kennedy assassination. But of course, he never got a chance to do that because walking through the pantry, a back pantry of the Ambassador Hotel, shots were fired and he was fatally wounded. Okay, now we all know that. We all know that Sirhan Sirhan went to trial and is serving a life sentence for doing the shooting. Here's what you need to remember about the Robert Kennedy assassination. Number one, Sirhan Sirhan never got closer than 3 or 4 feet in front of Kennedy, and yet Thomas Noguchi, a world-class medical examiner, testified under oath in court that the shot that killed Robert Kennedy was fired into his right behind the right ear, hit the right mastoid.
Now, there were four shots pumped into him.
Yeah, three in the back, one and one in the head. Mm-hmm. And so the thing to remember is that Noguchi said that the shot to his right mastoid behind his right ear was at no more than 3 inches away. So he was shot.
Huge powder burns, deeply burned in.
Yeah. Exactly. So he was shot by someone standing right beside him.
Now, by the way, he was the big L.A. coroner, but they went after him, but then he got vindicated later. I mean, this is the coroner, medical examiner, saying he was shot in the back, and we have his little friend behind him, and now it's the same gun we know he owned that these acoustics experts have matched. But go ahead.
That's right. So the actual killer of Robert Kennedy was a part-time security guard named Thane Cesar, and his name has been bounced around for years, and if there's no truth to this, you'd think that Cesar or his family would have filed suit and made lots of money, but nobody said anything. And interestingly enough, his day job was working at a U-2 spy plane facility run by the CIA. So we see the footprints of CIA and of government.
Funny, Lee Harvey Oswald worked at the U-2 spy base.
That's true. And Lee Harvey Oswald, by the way, and this has been totally confirmed, was being used operationally by the CIA prior to the assassination.
Now, that control number has now been declassified, but I'm interrupting here. We're not just saying this about Mr. Cesar. He's the guy standing right behind Kennedy when all of this happened, and now this is ABC News, this is CBS, NBC. They're coming out and saying it. The top forensic experts of the country, the guy that heads up the society, they have gone in with the audio and isolated it to 14 shots, explained that, and then they matched it to the gun that Cesar even had a license for.
That's right. There were more shots fired than it was possible for Sirhan's six-shot revolver to accommodate. Now, this is the same thing that's gone on and on. 40 years after the Kennedy assassination, we finally, anybody that cared to look, could determine for themselves that he was killed as a result of a conspiracy to track right back to the federal government of the United States. Same thing now with Robert Kennedy.
And he had just won he had locked in the Democratic nomination.
Right. But my point is that 40 years later, it's like, okay, we'll tell the truth now or we'll allow the truth to come out because who's going to do anything? And I say this because 9/11 is not that far back and we are still embroiled in the effects of 9/11. Homeland Security, the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and it was all based on lies right down the line. And as more information comes out, we're finding that 9/11 was indeed an inside job.
Stop there. I want to get into that in closing, but let's go back for people to be clear, for police officers listening, for instance. It's mainstream news admitted, the coroner, the police, and they were told to shut up about it. 14 bullet holes. They dug out two different calibers, and Sirhan had this six-shot gun.
Right.
And they and by the way, he was grabbed after the first shot and his arm pinned down.
That's true. The Rafer Johnson and some other big old football player, Rosie Greer, they all jumped on him, okay? He may have gotten off one decent shot and the rest of the shots went wild. In fact, that's another thing to remember in the death of Robert Kennedy. There were bullet holes in door panels and in the ceiling tiles. These were all taken away by the Los Angeles Police Department and have now disappeared. They're not available to anybody, okay? If that's not evidence of a cover-up, then I don't know what
it is. It's the same thing with Oklahoma City. They have Controlled Demolition Incorporated come in and blow up
same
the rest of the building, hide it under guard, pour concrete in with the chunks. Same thing with JFK, same thing with 9/11, same thing with Waco, covering up the evidence.
Exactly. And they are now so arrogant about it that they don't even take too much pain and trouble to cover it up.
They even blow up Building 7 in front of everybody.
That's right. And then just said, well, there was a little fire in it somewhere.
But now we have just everybody, all these physicists, all these scientists, Italian presidents, CIA section chiefs, Willie Nelson. I mean, all these top actors, best actress this year.
Bruce Willis,
no longer being a neocon, saying they killed Kennedy and the same group that did that basically did 9/11. I mean, they're losing all their own people. What are they going to do?
Well, unfortunately, they'll probably go to the tactic of desperation, which
nuke.
Is to launch another war or to set off a nuke or some terrible terrorist weapon in this country, and then, of course, blame it on foreign terrorists and take more power.
Meanwhile, the very same elite with the admitted superconducting super colliders and other similar facilities are doing things their own equations say good chance of blowing the entire planet up. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know, but they need to be stopped.
They're just totally power mad, aren't they, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and a little power is not enough. It's all of this is being orchestrated by the oligarchy that runs this country, the little, small, wealthy elite. And these people deal in millions of dollars. I mean, you know, $5-10 million to them is pocket change. How much more wealth and power do you want?
Well, it's their very nature to be hyper-competitive. And plus the mad scientist out there who will do anything. I mean, they thousands of factories randomly splicing every type of DNA you can imagine, already giving rise to super viruses, super bacteria. I mean, that alone can create the Andromeda strain. I mean, that's why so many top scientists say they believe there's a very low probability that we'll even survive as a species, Jim.
If we're going to survive, we better start paying attention and start standing up for ourselves.
Well, I'm not an anti-technology person, but we need to put serious brakes on all of these, hyper, sensitive technologies, because they admit they're doing all these experiments having no idea what it's going to do.
Well, what we need to do is pass some laws that says all of this should be done in the open, okay? Everybody needs to know what they're working on, how they're working on it, okay? And that way, then the public can thoughtfully decide if that's proper or not.
But like Dick Cheney says, he doesn't care what the people want. It doesn't matter. The elite knew what they want. Fire out your website, Jim Mars.
JimMars.com.
Jim, I want to have you on in the next few weeks for 2 hours. We can really break all this down. Thanks for spending time with us.
Okay. Take care.
You bet. There goes Jim Mars, JimMars.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are my websites. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support,
He will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Power Competition is working to lower rates and minimum.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
News Radio 590 KLBJ Austin.
Iraqi authorities have extended that curfew in Baghdad indefinitely to contain battles between the terrorist and Iraqi security teams. The move to extend the curfew comes as violence threatens to spiral out of control. One Iraqi Shiite cleric is telling his followers to hang on to their weapons in the face of pressure from Baghdad to surrender them. President Bush using his weekly radio address today to talk about the economy. Concerning the mortgage crisis, Mr. Bush emphasized a private sector program called the Hope Now Alliance that has been started to help struggling homeowners. And repair work now underway on a jet fuel storage tank that sprang a leak earlier in the day at Reagan National Airport in Washington. No one was hurt. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Police have charged a man with 3 counts of murder and 4 counts of aggravated assault in connection with a Georgia hospital shooting Thursday. Authorities say the suspect allegedly entered Doctors Hospital in Columbus armed with 3 guns, killing 2 hospital employees and a truck driver before he was shot and wounded by an officer. Authorities say the suspect apparently had been holding a grudge against one of the nurses at the hospital since his mother died there some 4 years ago. 3 seal hunters dying today when a fishing vessel capsized in icy waters off Canada. The ship carrying the hunters went down in the St. Lawrence Gulf after it had been reported to have steering problems and rolled over while being towed. 2 of the 6 men aboard were rescued by another fishing boat. Divers are still searching for another fisherman. Officials say conditions were extremely rough. The latest news analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher, Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Although Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says, quote, I don't do politics, she is talking about the speech on race given by Barack Obama. Rice says she watched the speech when Obama delivered it last week and thought it was important for a number of reasons. The top-ranking black in President Bush's cabinet says the United States has struggled with racial issues, calling them a paradox for the country, saying they have not been resolved. It could make for some awkward times in the Clinton home, but former first daughter Chelsea says her mother will make a better president than her dad was.
Again, I don't take anything for granted, but hopefully with Pennsylvania's help, she will be our next president. And yes, I do think she'll be a better president.
The younger Clinton did not elaborate on her viewpoint. Researchers hope to expand the size of a study to determine the heart benefits of the controversial cholesterol fighter Vytorin. They expect results in 2012. Vytorin combines the statin Zocor with Zetia, another cholesterol drug. Dodgers are celebrating 50 years in Los Angeles tonight at their first home, the L.A. Coliseum. Dodgers will be taking on the Boston Red Sox in an exhibition game. Some 100,000 fans are expected to attend. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yukihisa Fujita is our guest for the next 30 minutes. He is a member of the Japanese Parliament, the Democratic Party of Japan, a member of the House of Counselors in the Diet, that's the elite chamber in Japan. And he's been speaking at 9/11 Truth conferences in Sydney and other areas. He, of course, several months ago went public on national Japanese television in the House of Counselors and brought out a lot of information documented that 9/11 is an inside job. And that idea, that information is taking hold in Japan and all over the world. And so I want to welcome Mr. Fujita on the show with us. Sir, we really appreciate your research, your courage, and the fact that you do have the courage to speak out on an issue that more and more people know is true, but do not have the courage to speak out. So we appreciate your courage.
Thank you so much.
When did you first start to question the official story? When did you first begin to look into questions of 9/11 attacks?
About 2 years ago when I watched the video, the plane sight, and also some documents and some photos, some 2 years ago.
What was it like for you as you began to research some of the alternative views of 9/11? What was that awakening process like?
Well, at the beginning, I thought I couldn't believe, you know, this can't be true. But then last year, when I heard more about various facts and the photos, such as the collapse of the 7th building in the World Trade Center, and also have heard about the put options that were all obviously conducted a few days before the 9/11, I began to see that they were serious and actual evidences of someone apart from Al-Qaeda might be involved. So I began to have thorough research on various facts.
Yuka Hisa Fujita is our guest today, a senior member of the Japanese parliament, one of the leaders of the Democratic Party over there. What has the response by your fellow countrymen, other Japanese, to your going public?
Well, I was very surprised that there were, yes, one or two people who said that I'm anti-American, anti-government, but a lot of people, a few dozens of people, replied to my email encouraging my efforts and thanked me for my courage to ask the questions in public to the Prime Minister. And I was also surprised that actually quite a few fellow MPs in my party had known bits and pieces of 9/11. Someone knew about some FBI person who testified in the commission but refused to go on. And another person knew about the put options. So quite a few Japanese MPs in my party knew about them but did not have thorough enough information to speak up. But they were pleased that I took a courage.
Yes, sir. For those that don't know what put options are, would you like to explain it to them?
Well, you can buy certain stocks by a set price. So if the price of the stock fell down, as it did for United Airlines and American Airlines, you can receive a lot of profit out of it.
And then the government engaged in a cover-up of that, though it led back to the CIA director, Buzzy Krongard.
Yes.
Very suspicious. What about the fact that U.S. troops, 44,000 U.S., 18,000 British troops, aircraft carriers, had already massed around Afghanistan? President Bush, President Bashiru, had signed the document to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11.
Well, obviously, various facts are coming up that the U.S. government obviously had been planning the attacks for Afghanistan and later for Iraq. Now, that is another reason why I thought to take up this question, because, you know, 24 Japanese were killed in New York. And because of that, Japanese government followed U.S. government to go into the warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq. But when I asked the Prime Minister of Japan how those 24 Japanese were killed, he didn't actually answer properly. The Japanese government had not have physical evidence of how those 24 Japanese were killed. I asked them if DNA test was conducted for some of them, for those whose bodies were not found. The answer was that they do not have evidence.
Well, so, even the FBI, sir, as you know, but listeners may not, does not have Bin Laden listed as a wanted man for 9/11. The FBI won't even say Bin Laden did it.
Yeah, and this is why I am now asking written questions to the Prime Minister. We have a system to ask written questions to the Prime Minister properly. So I've been going on two round of questions and answers, and I have done the third question to be answered next week.
So two separate times you have gone before the highest body of the parliament, which you're a member of, and have brought this forward. I have to tell you, reading the faces of the Prime Minister and others, they looked very, I don't want to say afraid, but very concerned, very upset. They were not laughing at you, which again shows they know this is serious.
Yes, actually what the Prime Minister was looking at was the Japanese translation of some of the quotes from Patriot's Question 9/11. And I included, you know, former Minister of Defense of Germany and the former President of Central Bank of Germany, who admitted that there were put options. By the way, I went to see him, the chairman of Bundesbank, Central Bank of Germany, who had said there were put options. I met him in person a few weeks ago in Europe. And therefore, the Prime Minister, in the hearing in Japan, could not deny what I was trying to prove.
Amazing, amazing. People with your type of courage may save us. You know, we have Andres von Bülow, who was the defense head in Parliament, We have the former very respected president of Italy saying that the U.S. staged terror attacks, which have been declassified in Europe, to blame it on communists. Gulf of Tonkin was staged. USS Liberty was staged. That's now been declassified. I want to be clear. It's not our whole government. It is criminals inside of it doing this. What are they going to do as the truth begins to break through the dam?
Well, I studied from the aspect of the 24 Japanese killed. And the government also has said, in answering to my question, that terrorism is a crime. And if it is a crime, you have to investigate. Therefore, I urge the Japanese government to invest directly or indirectly, then to verify if it was right for Japan to support the warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq, then eventually ask the Japanese government to ask the U.S. government to have proper investigation again. And this is something we parliamentarians of various countries could ask. I was in Europe meeting with European MPs, and they are also thinking about asking the UN to investigate again. So these kind of efforts have to be done more internationally.
The perpetrators, I think, are starting to get scared.
I don't know. Therefore, some people say that I better be careful about my own life.
They better be careful, because millions of people who have courage like yourself are starting to stand up. Stay there, police, sir. We'll be right back with our guest, member of the Japanese Parliament, Yukihisa Fujita, who has bravely gone public, and it sends shockwaves across the world. We'll talk about more of his questions and where he thinks this investigation should go on the other side. My website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north.
Yukihisa Fujita is our guest, senior member of the Japanese Parliament, one of the leaders of his party, the Democratic Party of Japan. He is in the elite upper house of the Diet, the counselors area. House of the Counselors, and he joins us here today. We have stories up on PrisonPlanet.com of the hundreds of CIA section chiefs from the U.S., other intelligence directors, two different former heads of German intelligence. I mean, it goes on and on. Russian generals, anyone who looks at 9/11. Mr. Fujita, isn't it an insult to our intelligence when we have firemen and police on video saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, they're going to bring it down, and we have all these witnesses and all of this happening, why do you think the perpetrators thought we were so stupid and that they could do this in plain view?
I think they did not think that the internet world was so pervading that citizens can have access to those informations years later what happened. But, you know, I have been to Europe to see the truth seekers in 11 European countries, and I have also been to Australia to a conference on 9/11 organized by truth seekers there. You know, the internet was an invention by the military people, but now citizens are making the best use of it, and citizens now can have access to the information. So what has been able to be hidden by now cannot be hidden anymore.
And they have opened Pandora's box, I think, inadvertently. You're absolutely right. And to be clear, you just had a presentation at the European Parliament with Andres von Bülow and all these, I mean, the former head of the military, all these top people there saying the same thing, showing videos, showing documents. That's got to scare the people that carried out 9/11.
Yes. And I think the film shown in the EU building was a film called Zero, made by Italian member of parliament. Now, the important thing about the Zero is that this film is not meant to be shown in the internet world, but in the film theaters in various cities, in various countries. And I think the most important thing now is that we have to go out from internet world to sort of daylight world, that common people who do not use the computers in the villages in various countries can have access to the information.
That's right. We have to take it out of the cyberspace and then physically manifest in the three-dimensional universe.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you're helping do that. I mean, when we've got all the top actors and Willie Nelson And you know, the media can't ignore them, but they are ignoring the scientists and experts because they're afraid. How do we force them to look at all the scientists and experts? And Bill Christensen was a CIA section chief in Europe. I mean, this guy's very high level. He's saying inside job. How do they ignore that?
Well, I think the team efforts by the scientists of various continents together and the politicians of various continents together and the media people of various continents together to have common sort of strategy to pursue the reinvestigation of the thing, either sort of the UN or various European MPs network. And I have been very encouraged by various U.S. politicians who have been speaking up. Mr. Kucinich, I understand,
yes,
a congressman, has asked to have investigation again on those put options.
Yes, we had him on. He announced that a few months ago.
Yes.
And, boy, they have gone after him. The good news is if we don't expose the people that did this, and they've now been caught. Gulf of Tonkin declassified to get us into Vietnam. USS Liberty declassified, that was staged. Chicago Tribune. So many things that they killed Kennedy, they killed Bobby Kennedy, all coming out. Very small military group controlled by a few central banks in Europe. They are cannot stand exposure. But if we don't expose them, as you know, Mr. Fujita, member of parliament, they are going to continue to use the problem reaction solution. Same thing Hitler used, firebombing his own Reichstag to take over Germany. I mean, do you agree that we've got to expose them or they will continue to stage more events?
Yes, I think so. The way we have been, well, you have been exposing the things more in the internet world, now have to expose those things in physical media means.
You told me you'd seen some of my films or pieces of them. Which have you seen? Because I'm going to send you all of them.
Yes. Sorry, I have seen various films by so many people, so I can't sort of remember which of you has.
Well, I will send them all to you. My film.
Yes, please.
I think our strongest point is the science, but also the admission of false flag terror. The fact that governments have been caught doing it before. I don't think the public realizes that false flag inside job is so popular in history.
Yeah, I think we seem to have more information that we need. The time is coming for us in various walks of life to identify which evidence is most compelling and most deniable, and to make those evidences to be more visual by the common people who do not use computers.
Yes, sir. In closing, when you were there at the highest level of Japanese parliament presenting video clips and stills of firemen talking about bombs going off and being told to get back, they were going to blow it up. What was the average response of other members of parliament? Were they looked shocked to be seeing this. Were they shocked?
They were shocked, and they were surprised. And the number 7 building, story, I think the most compelling, most convincing for them to understand. And put options was another sort of convincing sort of element.
Absolutely. In Japan, I've been told that people are really starting to get into 9/11 being an inside job. Is that the case?
Well, as I said, quite a few, several dozen MPs in my party now are quite convinced about the wrongs about 9/11's official report. And they are supporting me to have more thorough sort of approach. And tomorrow morning in Japan, actually, I'm invited to properly report to the federal MPs in my party on my time at the European Parliament and Australia.
So you're going to be reporting to the government, the federal government?
No, to my party federal members in my party.
Okay, and so to your party meeting.
On my own party, I would like to enlarge to the MPs of other parties.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate your time. And again, I'd like to have you back on as your operation against tyranny expands and definitely work together. And again, we appreciate your amazing courage. The type of courage you and others are showing is what just may save us. Without you, we are lost. God bless you. Godspeed. We commend you, Mr. Fujita.
Thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Take care, and thank you for staying.
We work together. We work together.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Amazing individual, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate him spending time with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to come back, take a bunch of your calls on this subject and a lot of others at 877-590-5525. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, Well, I do a syndicated radio show for more than 11 years, Monday through Friday. That wasn't enough. No, I come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and this show's growing by leaps and bounds. We're glad you're listening on AM and FM stations from San Diego to Kansas City to Niagara Falls to Austin, Texas, where we come to you from News Radio 590 KLBJ from the studios. Simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and at Global Shortwave WWCR as well as Shortwave. Okay, here's the deal. I know we'll have calls all over the map. A bunch of different issues. In the final segment, I'm going to head on mobile phones, more dangerous than smoking. The Attorney General says that copyright violation is an act of terrorism. Not having your teeth brushed will be terrorism before they're done. Also, what's happening in Baghdad, a little bit of what I'll be hitting on before we end this transmission. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to these loaded phone lines. Let's talk to John in Florida, been holding the longest. You are on the air, John. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, I want to make this quick as possible. I have a cell phone, so I want to get this microwave away from my head before it increases my brain temperature too much.
Don't say that. That hurts valuable infrastructure. Bad mouths, U.S. companies. You're with Al-Qaeda. Go ahead. Shut up.
I understand that. But I would just like to speak about the cost of... I don't know whether the cost is for me has been more from the economic downturn or, say, from trying to relate this information to people I know. I live in Florida. My mom is a real estate broker, and now she is broke. My dad is a contractor of Georgia. He is selling the houses he has contracted to get out from under them from keep losing money. And I try to relate this information to people about how the IMF documents came out saying that they were going to bust a real estate bubble and, you know, all this other information. And people call me a brainwashed conspiracy theorist.
Well, they're the ones. They're scared that it's going to get worse. And it is scary to know this was all engineered. And it is, but even the Financial Times of London admits that. It is scary to find out there's bad people running things. And so they'd rather keep living in a fantasy land. But look, they're going to wake up. Don't worry.
I know.
It'll probably be when it's too late, but, you know, they're going to wake up.
And I get into arguments with my boss. He's an ex-police officer, and now we're in the metals business, and we're sending out, you know, metals to China as fast as he can. And because he thinks he's making good money off this, that the economy's fine. That, you know... His economic situation.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a recession when your neighbor's out of work. It's a depression when you're out of work. And I'm not saying he shouldn't even be in the raw business of selling raw material. The point is the government, and I appreciate your call, they set up in tax incentives to move offshore. And the globalists said they were going to get rid of all of our industries and drive us into debt so they could fully bankrupt us and then buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. You know, it's the Federal Reserve that set the policies in 93 and 99 that got everybody leveraged down. And the subprime mortgage is only one part of that, about a third of it. The credit cards, all of it. They knew. They issued credit out of nothing. The banks, bought up all the real assets while that was happening, or a lot of them. Now, they're, quote, bailing themselves out with more of our tax money as they devalue the dollar at the same time. And then the Federal Reserve, who engineered it all, who's just a shareholder in the global banking system, Federal Reserve is privately owned, folks. Most banks don't own stock in it. Things like Chase do, J.P. Morgan Chase. And that's why they, quote, you know, do the bailouts. Well, they are the Federal Reserve. And so this is just criminal bank consolidation going on. And they want to hurt you and hurt you real bad. And that's why they got riot police and FEMA camps built, because they plan to bring it down to absolute nothing. Now, they can do that this year, next year, 3 years from now. I don't know. But the IMF documents... Well, I mean, you don't, your friends and family don't have to say they don't believe you. You can just go to the BBC when it broke. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, Nobel Prize winner. I've interviewed him several times. He went public, and the documents came out. And it said they were going to engineer collapses and do all of this. And so you can just take them that. They'll probably say that's not true either. But you know, if your family's laughing at you, move on. You know, pearls before swine. I'm not calling your parents pigs, but, you know, Christ said that. Somebody wants to laugh and giggle. I mean, the average American can't find the U.S. on a map. The average American hardly knows how to wipe their hind end. because their forebears were the smartest, toughest, most rootin' tootin'est, hardest working people there were, and we're the children and the children of the children of the children of spoiled, rotten people. So we're lambs to the slaughter. All you can do is tell them who's going to rape them. They're going to laugh at you. But after they're good and raped by the man, then they'll know. Let's go to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Abdul in New York. You're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? First-time caller, calling from New York.
Welcome.
I was listening to the Kacha interview on Friday, and I was a little annoyed and, you know, to him being completely oblivious to... you know, the whole 9/11 building number 7.
That's right. I interviewed former New York Mayor Koch, former congressman, and he said basically ban free speech is fine.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense. And then,
it does. They're going to come arrest you if you. It makes sense for the man. They're going to tell people that America never had free speech and that America fought free speech, and the dumb yuppies, they know how to apply makeup. They know how to act tough at the sports bar. They don't know what America is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he claimed, you know, nothing was worse than the Holocaust of World War II. I mean, what about the Holocaust of the Russian Kulak farmers? You know what I mean?
What about the Holocaust of more than 50 million black people?
Of course, exactly.
Did you know that about 55% of people in the transatlantic slave trade from the late 1400s right through to the 1800s, that over half the people on each ship of 400 slaves would die?
Exactly. And even that... Back to the Holocaust.
Well, look, the Holocaust was terrible. My point is that it's not the worst thing that ever happened in history.
Yeah, I know, but he was completely oblivious to everything you said. I mean, of course he knows. You know, he's just.
Well, my issue is that we shouldn't take people's free speech, and in Europe they're taking free speech to criticize the government now, and that's in the news. And he just said I was a liar. Well, we're going to take that Ed Koch video of me interviewing, we videotaped it, and we're going to put news articles over everything he's saying with the headlines. So don't worry, we win. See, he's used to the old media way of a bunch of ignoramuses just thinking he's telling the truth. We're going to just slam him. Every statement he made, we're going to hit him.
Thanks, Alex. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. I appreciate it. Look, I got Koch on to be friendly. I got Koch on about his book and bashing Giuliani, and I just brought up how he supports these commissions that want to ban free speech, and he just said, yeah, I want to ban free speech. He point blank said, you don't need free speech. It's not good. And, that's un-American. Let's go. I mean, I can't believe we have to argue about this now. Paul in Montana, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, listen, when I hear the Japanese fellow speak, it brings to mind what this guy Benjamin Fulfer had to say about the Japanese. And,
yeah, Forbes writes that their government found out about the Black Op plan to use bioweapons to kill most Asians, which is now declassified, and so they're real upset, yes.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. You know, you talk about how the Americans are so dumbed down they can't think for themselves or do anything for themselves. I wonder if it will actually take other governments having the courage and the power to speak up and start exposing and coming out and helping.
We've already had number three in the Blair government, Michael Meacher. I flew to London to interview him 3 years ago. It's in Terror Storm. Say it's an inside job. Look,
right.
We've already had all these former CIA, I mean, Ronald Reagan's top CIA advisors gone public, the guy that advised him every morning. Ronald Reagan's favorite CIA intel analyst, I mean, has come out. I mean, what more? Look, the media just better hope that they can keep covering this up. No, but they can't. It's going to come out. Look, and I don't want to say Americans are statistically the lowest test scores now in the world, statistically the most dumbed down, but everybody else is dumbed down, too.
Alex, here's another plea for those who know to speak forward and use your show as the platform. Good work, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. We'll just keep bringing you bigger and bigger guests. Yeah, we had a bunch of big guests last week. I got a huge guest coming up Tuesday to be unannounced. And then you'll hear highlights on this Sunday show, don't worry. And it just gets later in the month, mega massive guest. And we got some next Monday, not this Monday, tomorrow, but 8-9 days from now, huge announcement on that Monday at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Final second.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose change, final cut.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, and I'm going to be taking a lot of your phone calls, so if I'm going to do that, you got to have your question and your comment ready, because I'm moving to the next person quick here. We've only got about 10 minutes of global transmission left here. I'm honored to be your host, and remember, listeners, I love you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't be fighting the man on a global front if it wasn't for you. It all happens when you stand up, when you take action. Nothing can stand in your way. I don't want you behind me. I want you right beside me. We're on our way to bringing the New World Order to justice. The alternative is abject slavery. Shattering the left-right paradigm. Let's go to Paul in Austin. Paul, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call today. Great show, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, man, briefly, I just wanted to let you know in South Austin, our Republican convention.
You guys captured some delegate sectors.
Oh, yes, big time. It was a close fight, but our people took over the whole convention.
I heard it went on for 18 hours.
Well, the North one did. They had a little bit rougher time.
The congressional district got taken over, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It did.
Now, for those that don't know how that works, and I even have studied it, and it's hard to understand, so Byzantine, this is a big deal. You guys are getting to now basically write the party platform at the state level, and if this continues, it could happen at the national level.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to have Ron Paul, anti-New World Order people, all through the machinery of the country. I'm all for it. I think it's wonderful. Is there still talk, though, of trying to go to the convention and demanding Ron Paul?
I haven't heard much about that. I've heard of some type of revolt on the floor, possibly, but I don't know what that would entail.
Well, I'm for any revolt that stages these events, that exposes these staged events, but I don't like a revolt if they try to claim that they want him for president, because if you got 60 delegates and McCain's got over 1,000, the media will crucify us for that, claiming we're stealing people's votes with the delegates.
Yeah, people need to wake up to the truth about this all. We've done what we've done. I was so proud of everybody yesterday. But, you know, we got to be realistic about what's going on. Listen,
we got people everywhere. In government everywhere, and the military, the police, and our numbers are growing. And the globalists, if they stage more terror attacks or try more New World Order ops, need to know that this is getting very serious. Our people are growing exponentially. They're everywhere. And we're going to defend America. We're going to defend the Republic. And just understand, New World Order, you better back off. You know that you're in a losing scenario. Stage a nuke attack. Try to blame it on somebody. It's not going to work, globalist. Let's go ahead and take another call here. We got to move really fast now. Let us talk to Stefan in New York. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that Jericho show that got canceled. It's like what they do, it's like when the government posts a notice in the paper about we're going to take this car or do this thing. They do that. They did that with the Titan book back in the 20s or whenever it was. They did that with the Lone Gunman show. It's like they believe that they're posting notice to the collective.
It's Kabbalistic. It's Kabbalistic esoterica. I don't believe in it, but most of the elite. And believe me, you start meeting billionaires, you say, do you believe in black magic? Do you believe in, and they'll say yes. I mean, these people.
Oh, yeah, I mean, around
there. I mean, these people are nuts, and I've got to move quick. Great point. And yes, Lone Gunman episode, I've interviewed the people that wrote it. I've interviewed the stars of it, like Dean Haglund. The CIA came to them, planted that story basically on them to do a simulation of a hijacked jet by remote control being flown to the World Trade Center in the X-Files show 6 months before 9/11. Where the government then even was going to blame it on Afghanistan, and they were going to use hijacking drills to confuse NORAD so it stood down. I mean, the exact same thing 6 months before of what they really did. Like Tom Clancy, he admits the CIA gives him his plots. He wrote that a year before 9/11. And you'll find out the governor's brother, Keating's brother in Oklahoma, wrote a book, and a Tom McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building, published 1 year before. Let me explain again. The governor's brother and dedicated the book to the Knights of the Secret Circle. You might want to Google and find out what the Knights of the Secret Circle is. They're not very friendly. Pointed hats. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, yeah. They like to brag. They like to leave an ace card. You read about psychopaths leave mementos? Well, these are big psychos. I mean, I'm sure the governor's brother. Just it's an accident. It's a coincidence. I'm sure everything's fine. I mean, you know, he's a good guy. And the Knights of the Secret Circle are very friendly, too. That's his book, not mine. Let's go ahead and take another ring-a-dingy. Let's go ahead and talk to NIK, Nick in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to thank you. You're an inspiration, absolutely. Me and my brother started this website called lookupandwakeup.org here in the Phoenix Valley, and we're starting to cover the chemtrails. And the surveillance, I just want to give you a quick example of what happened to me the other night.
Oh.
About 12:30 in the morning or so, I'm hearing a chopper go over my house. About 20 minutes later, I go outside to have a cigarette, and I see the chopper in the distance, and as student lets up outside, he goes towards me. And then all of a sudden, he's got his lights shining down different houses or so.
Good, you're Al-Qaeda.
He
can't have that chopper on the border. It's got to be on you.
Yeah. And then so he started coming towards me, and then he was flashing light in a different direction. He gave me a quick flash, and then he turned around my house. And it was a full moon that night.
Well, drink fluoride. Everything's okay. Calm down. Drink fluoride. It's going to be all right. Submit to him. He's good.
So I was outside, and all of a sudden, I'm looking around. I'm hearing this chopper, and then all of a sudden, this guy's flying over my house like stealth mode. Didn't have his light on, and I turn around, and then bam, the freaking light is shining down on me like for no reason at all. I'm just standing up.
Well, you're evil, okay? You need to be tracked and traced, and there's no more warrants, no more free speech. You're bad, okay? Submit to it. It doesn't exist. Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. The billboards don't exist, CNN says. There's no toll roads on the roads. The Sentra isn't Spanish-owned, the Austin Chronicle says. Everything's fine. Go to sleep. Shut up. Submit to government. Love them. Drink your fluoride. Take your mercury-filled injections. Love them. Love them. Just please learn to submit to them. Oh, it's so simple. Yeah, the TV show Jericho, where the government nukes itself to bring in martial law. And there's two ways to look at that. Is that them, like putting an ad in the newspaper when they're going to repossess something, or eminent domain? And it is. You know, a vampire from legend, I'm not saying they're really vampires, that's where those ideas come from, has to trick you, has to tell you what it's going to do, has to trick you to have you invite them once into your house across the threshold. And Mayor Nagin was in a TV show called Oil Storm 6 months before the hurricane hit and did the exact same thing the made-for-TV movie did for FX. But again, it's a coincidence. Everything's fine. The government, of course, patented in 68, could control and create hurricanes. I've had the father of weather weapons. Before it was even on the Associated Press on, they can create and steer the hurricanes. But everything's fine. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Steve in Denver, Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good show again today. I was going to suggest, what if we had something like a Woodstock 9/11 big concert where we had one day where we had all these musicians and all these actors and famous people come together and we just spent one day. You know, I'm kind of helping the people with our architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth right now. We've suggested that as a media event, and we could just have one major big event that we could videotape, sell, and try to show everybody how many people there are from the...
Sure, here's the problem. You know, and it's like that in any society or group. It would take a lot of groups getting involved, and the groups would never agree. And also, no one group, I'm probably the only person that could actually pull it off, could go out and get the celebrities. Because the celebrities don't know or don't trust, because they don't know these other groups. They haven't been around as long as I am. You know, the celebrities just call me up. You know, the phone rings, and they're on. And that's because they know I've been around a long time. They're aware of what I've been doing a long time. That's been batted around by people, but I haven't really actively gone out and pushed it. Just because I couldn't imagine the headache of it all. Plus the logistics of trying to get people who are in rock bands or people that have national number one TV shows or people that are, you know, best actress or, you know, people who, you know, make movies about pirates or people who, you know, trying to get all these groups together to do that at one time. It could probably be done. But then people don't even want you to charge for the tickets. You know, you're supposed to rent some park or get some place and it's, you know, $100,000 a day. You know, in a big city like New York or L.A., how much a building that holds 1,500 is? It's like $40,000 a day. And then you get it, and groups try to block you. I had that L.A. symposium with Charlie Sheen and a bunch of other big people. The guy that made Enemy of the State was there, a bunch of others. And people tried to get that shut down. They tried to not, you know, they tried to put pressure on Sheridan. And I had to basically threaten people to not let them cancel it. Nobody ever knew about that, I'm telling you now. So it's not fun. And, you know, I'd rather just in there body blows to the New World Order. I'm doing interviews every day on other radio shows. My websites get millions of visitors a week. Other people are coming to public. We're just spreading the word. And then they've had little Woodstocks and little meetings with a few thousand people at them. I have. But, yeah, it might be a good idea. It'd be fun. C-SPAN carried our symposium we did. Heard it four times. All right, we're out of time. Sorry to Galen, Josh, and Coyote. But I'll see you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, during the weekday show. God bless you all. Great job with the producer of this show, Eddie Bear and Paul and everybody else. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We don't have a choice. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Thank you for listening to GCN.